Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, On Fire for Jesus, already in progress.
So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, why is this thing coming up on my wife? And just as clear as that quick, he said, your wife is not submitting to your authority. I said, honey, don't take this as an offense. Because, you know, this would be a perfect time, you know, for her to take this as an offense and get upset with me. She asked me to ask God what was the problem, and I asked him, and he told me. And when I said, honey, don't take it as an offense, but the Lord says it's there and that your toes cramping because you're not submitting to my authority. She said, Lord, I repent. And guess what? In one heartbeat, the toe was totally normal. And she said, wow, it's not hurting at all. Whenever the next Sunday come, I said, that's a great testimony. I'd like to tell the church, but I'm sure you wouldn't want me to tell that. She said, no, absolutely, tell it. She said, the women have got to know that God meant what he said when he says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands. She said, I've seen all kinds of women that won't submit, and they got all kinds of problems. You know, sickness and disease and all kinds of things. So when we go to this scripture, and he said, I'm telling you these things that you sin not. Why do you think God says sin not? Because he don't want you to suffer the pain and suffering that goes with sin. Sin brings forth sickness and disease. Sin brings forth death. Just like that police officer I talked about just a minute ago. He's out there. There's lots of them out there on the highway. But if you're not breaking the law, will those police officers bother you? No. They won't hurt you at all. And all these men, I mean, I get so amazed at all these people, whether it be white or black, it makes no difference. Sin is sin. But when men go out and break into stores, like the problems we've been having between the white and the police. And the police, are, I mean, people are saying, you know, these. I saw a deal on the news that blew me away. They killed a black man. He had a gun. He wasn't supposed to be where he was. He had broken into a store. And then all the other black people there were saying, you know, I can't believe these police officers killed this guy. He had a family. I thought to myself, if this guy was out working, if he wasn't carrying a stupid gun with him and he'd been out working instead of breaking into a store, he wouldn't have to be worried about being dead today. Amen. What do we not understand? I don't understand us. I mean, I white or black, you know, I could care less what color you are. All I'm saying, we got a set of rules in America. And if you break into a store, you're on my territory. You better hope that I'm not at home if I'm there. And if you break into my store or break into my house, you may die too. Because I ain't going to look see what color you are. If you come in my house and you break into my house, I'm going to shoot you. I mean, am I crazy? I mean, I'm going to protect my wife and my children and my grandchildren. But, you know, if you don't want to get shot at, don't come to my house and break in. Because I ain't going to go out there looking for you. But I am going to protect my property. And I think that we have completely lost this. We need to realize that the scripture says that we are to obey God's law. And he says in his word, every act of disobedience is judged. Now then just think, if every act of disobedience is judged, who would have ever dreamed that whenever Cheryl started talking to me, wanting to put that filler in her lip, when I says, no, honey, no. And when she said, why? I said, because it could, you know, grow into something terrible, and I don't want it to happen. But I want to do it. And then like she said, she got all the way down to begging. I want to do this. And I says, no. And then all of a sudden, her toe starts pulling like crazy. And it was the center toe, wasn't it? Yeah, the center toe on her right foot, man, it was just pulling over sideways, and that's when she started jumping around there and screaming, hollering, honey, pray, pray. I am praying, but it ain't working. Why is it not working? Why is my prayer not working? There's a sin. What is the sin? Disobedience. She's not submitting to her husband. The very second when I tell her, she didn't take offense, praise God. So, I mean, as soon as I told her what it was, she said, Lord, I repent. That was the first words out of her mouth. Lord, I repent. And that's all she had to say. I'll do exactly what my husband says. And bam, the toe was normal in one heartbeat. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Cheryl said that the other lady that was with us, her leg started cramping, and at night. And so she said, you know, maybe you're disobedient to your husband. And she had never heard a story like that. You know, it's amazing that if you're not in the Bible a lot, you know, you tell a lady, a wife, that, you know, you're supposed to submit to your husband. Some of them say, I ain't doing that. You know, but then some men, we've got men too that can't get a prayer answered. And they never read the part right there with it that says, now husbands, you must love your wives like Christ loved the church. If you do not love your wife like Christ loved the church, I will not answer your prayer. So see, there's a heavy thing on both sides. The wife that don't obey, she's going to get a spanking from God, and who knows how that spanking is coming. And the husband that doesn't, you know, treat his wife like he's supposed to and love her, then something's going to happen to him. And what's going to happen to him, as a rule, God's just not going to answer your prayer. So the next time you're driving down the road and all of a sudden you start sliding on some wet ice or wet water or something, and you start to slide across, you're fixing to hit an embankment, and you cry out, Jesus, help me! And you just had a fight with your wife. All of a sudden, nothing works. And the last thing you remember is when you hit that rail, broke the concrete, and went over upside down into the water. Now somebody says, but good things, bad things just happen to good people. I don't believe that. I believe the scripture says there's a cause for every curse. So anytime anything happens to you, the first thing you need to look at is, where did I sin? What did I do, Lord? And if you repent, will he forgive you?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Every time. He don't ever. I mean, just with Cheryl's toe. The minute Cheryl said, Lord, I repent, bam, her foot was healed. I mean, that toe was normal. And she's walking around. I said, boy, did we both learn a lesson on this one. And of course, she said, yes, Lord, I learned something here. In other words, this is what he's trying to say. Wives, submit to your own husbands and everything. You think he meant that?
Absolutely.
Why is he writing all these things to us? I write these things to you that you sin not. Let's go to the next verse. Let's go back to 1 John 2, I think we're on 2 or 3. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now think about Jesus. Think about his position. What if there was 40 billion, there's not that many people on earth, 40 million. Let's just say there was 40 million people on the earth that were having the same exact conversation that Cheryl and I was having, and the wife and the husband were not getting along. 40 million of them. How many of those women could have come and asked God to forgive them and he forgive? Just, isn't that something? He is so big and so powerful. If 40 million people had that same problem and they cried out at the same time, just like Cheryl, when she said, honey, pray, when I asked the Lord what it was, and he told me, she said, Lord, I repent, I repent. And as soon as she said, I repent, she was healed. Now, how could he have done that for every one of those?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's big enough to take care of all of our sins. You don't have to worry. But also for the sins of the whole world. That's kind of beyond me, that how he can do that. Verse 3, let's go to verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. In other words, when he tells us to repent for sin, did Cheryl and I do that?
Yes,
yes we did. And did he do what he said he would do?
Yes,
yes he did. Verse 4, we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, what if I'd have been living in some kind of sin? What if I was doing something wrong? What if I just had any number of things you could have done wrong? And we went into that office, or I was in my office, and she come in there to ask me about that. And If I'm not walking in obedience to God's word, I'm saying I'm a Christian. But if I'm saying I'm a Christian, and then we have this little discussion, and it doesn't work, and he doesn't speak to me, and I don't get nothing, there's something wrong somewhere between me and God. And it might have been because me and Cheryl just had a fight the day before, and we hadn't repented. I know none of y'all ever done any of these things like this. I know y'all are all so sweet and good. You don't ever sin. He said he writes these things to us so we won't. Is that true? And he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God. It is love of God is perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him, if we keep his word. Just think, you can tell who real Christians are, can't you? Those that obey him and keep his word. These people are the true sons and daughters of God. Verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. So now then, if you and me profess to be Christians, if you meet me on the street tomorrow, if I was in church today and, hey, I'm singing hallelujah, praise the Lord, and tomorrow I want to say, hey, let me show you some pornography pictures I found on the internet last night after church. I got a problem. I say I'm a Christian in church, but my works don't show it on the other side. But how many people are there out there that live like this? A lot of them. A lot of them. That's what's so sad. It says, he that saith that he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk. I ought to be just like Scott. When I said, I got some pornography pictures I want to show you, he meant, get away from me. I don't want to see them. I know what that does to a man. It ruins a man. It brings sickness and disease into his body. I don't want nothing to do with that. So he's a true Christian. That's the way you can tell.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministry. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled On Fire for Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.